I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, July 24th. Today's the day we'll hear hours of testimony from Bob Mueller. Will it change anything? And which issue just got lawmakers from both parties to agree? Plus, more plans for drone deliveries. Amazon wants to help you buy a house. And $400,000 sneakers. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's a big day on Capitol Hill. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is answering lawmakers' questions about his two-year investigation and final report that looked into the Trump campaign and Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Keep in mind, Mueller is not a guy we usually hear from. Until now, he's stayed silent throughout his investigation and then about his written report, saying it speaks for itself. But a subpoena now has him in the hot seat today, answering questions from both Democrats and Republicans. And even still, he said he'll only talk about what's already in that written report. Still, Democrats want Mueller to talk out loud and on TV about those findings, since they feel most Americans haven't actually read his 448-page report. They hope to highlight potential wrongdoing by the president and talk about whether the president obstructed justice. On the other hand, Republicans want to prove that the investigation was one-sided and make the case that it's time to put this whole thing behind us. Mueller is expected to be part of about 5 hours of questioning in two different back-to-back hearings today. The New York Times reports he'll have a longtime aide sitting next to him at the witness table to assist as needed. You'll be able to stream the testimony live online or watch it on all the major TV networks and news stations. They'll be breaking into regular programming to bring you the hearings live. It starts at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We'll have an update with highlights here tomorrow. More than 3 million people could be cut off from food stamps. The Trump administration is proposing a change to the rules on who is eligible for that government aid. The AP reports the administration says the change would close a loophole that makes some people automatically eligible for food stamps if they're receiving other benefits. ABC News says this would reportedly save $2.5 billion a year. The proposed change comes after a millionaire reportedly enrolled to get food stamps for several months just to prove a point. Administration officials used that as an example to show why they need to change the rules. But a 2018 report shows fraud is actually pretty rare, and some Democrats argue it would take food away from families in need, so they plan to fight this possible change. Either way, the issue is now open for public comment for the next 60 days before it could go into effect. Well, here's something both parties can agree on: providing more money to help 9/11 first responders who are getting sick. Both the House and now the Senate have agreed to send billions of dollars to the Victim Compensation Fund and extend that fund until the year 2090, basically making it a permanent thing. Many of the emergency workers and others are now dealing with health issues like cancer because of exposure to toxic rubble at Ground Zero after the 2001 terror attacks. Well, this fund helps them pay for treatment. It became an urgent issue earlier this year. Officials with the fund warned that because there were so many cancer cases and deaths, future payments would be cut drastically. Well, it seems not anymore. The Hill says 9/11 first responders and even former Daily Show host Jon Stewart have been fighting to extend the funding. And it seems it's worked, assuming the president signs off on this bill. The Washington Post reports advocates hugged and cried and felt relief when Congress voted, though they say they're not exactly celebrating, saying, quote, too many people are dying or have died. To date, the fund has paid about $5 billion to more than 20,000 people. July is on track to set a big heat record. NBC News reports it could be the planet's hottest month in recorded history. Scientists say this is because of heat waves in North America and warm temps in the Arctic. Just last weekend, 195 million people were under heat advisories or warnings in the U.S. The Guardian reports last month was already the warmest June ever recorded. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Noom. Noom allows you to track your meals, your exercise, and other goals to help you form better habits all in one place. Then, this is also really unique about Noom. You have a goal specialist that will message directly with you about your individual situation to help offer advice, keep you motivated, and hold you accountable. I've been impressed with their response time, too. So yes, you can use Noom for losing weight and getting in shape, but it's not just about that. I signed up to run a 10K, and I haven't been running as much as I used to, so I can start tracking my exercise and setting and reaching goals to help make sure I'm ready on race day with Noom. And if you're like me and always feel like there's not enough time in the day, then I think you'll also appreciate that Noom gets that and only expects about 10 minutes on the app a day to see results. Small steps make big progress. If you want to try it out, sign up for your trial at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy to sign up for your trial, Noom.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. UPS is now taking the next steps toward delivering packages with drones. For one, UPS is building a division of the company to focus just on drones and calling it UPS Flight Forward. TechCrunch says it's also working to get FAA approval to make those deliveries, asking for the go-ahead to fly drones over populated areas and during the night and outside of the view of a human operator, all of which is currently not allowed. So it's not clear how long it might take for UPS to get the thumbs up, but it's at least aiming for the end of the year. Of course, other companies like Amazon Air have also applied with the FAA, and Alphabet's Wing was the first company to get government approval to start testing drone deliveries. But back to UPS, there's another change to tell you about. Starting next year, UPS will join FedEx to start delivering packages 7 days a week. The Wall Street Journal says the two are battling it out while working to meet the demands of online shopping. It seems the partnership between Starbucks and Uber Eats is working. They just announced they'll be expanding their deal to more locations, meaning more people can order their cup of coffee right to their door. The companies first tried this out in Miami last fall and then expanded it to 11 other markets. And now, by early next year, they want to be delivering nationwide. As of right now, it costs $2.49 for the Starbucks delivery through Uber Eats on top of the cost of coffee. Amazon wants to help you buy a house with a human real estate agent. Yes, the nation's largest online retailer is partnering with the nation's largest residential real estate brokerage company, Realogy, to start a new program called Turnkey. The New York Times reports the program connects home buyers with a real estate agent, and then if you actually buy a home, the program offers up to $5,000 in Amazon home services and smart home gear. Turnkey is meant to be a way for Amazon to push more into smart homes and help Realogy fight back against the growing number of startups that help people buy and sell houses online. The new program launches in 15 U.S. cities. A pair of Nike shoes just sold for more than $400,000, making them the most expensive sneakers ever sold at auction. Here's what makes them special. They're called Nike Waffle Racing Flat Moon Shoes. CNBC says the Nike co-founder made them himself. He apparently even used his wife's waffle iron to create the pattern on the sole, which was supposed to help you run faster. Nike only made 12 of these shoes for runners in the 1972 Olympic trials. Bloomberg reports the shoes that sold were never worn. The buyer is a Canadian investor and collector who, in total, spent $850,000 on 99 pairs of the world's rarest sneakers. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for a new segment called Work Wednesdays, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. This Work Wednesday story is brought to you by MM LaFleur, a wardrobe solution for professional women, live with purpose, dress with ease. So this week, we're talking about work and mental health. Recent research found just one day of work per week is really all you need to get the mental health benefits of employment. That the risk of mental health problems went down by 30% when unemployed people got paid to work for up to 8 hours a week. Experts say this might be because work offers things like time structure, social contacts, and a sense of identity. The study also suggests people who have disabilities or are retired can benefit from being employed, even if they only take on several hours of work a week. But here's the thing, Bloomberg reports the study in the UK found there's no evidence of any additional boost in well-being for working more than 8 hours. The point of this study? It could be useful to know since there's a real risk that robots and automation could lead to fewer working hours for people in the future. And researchers say they have dosage guides for pretty much everything else, so why not work? All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just check out the links and sources in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.